Laurie Kilmartin.
Jacqueline. I got lipstick on from a show tonight, so it's bleeding.
Oh, there you go. Because what? Where'd you go up?
I was up at the Yoo-Hoo at Flappers, and nice. It was the rare, not great Yoo-Hoo crowd.
That'll happen.
And I went up last, and I felt like a lot of the other comics were like watching just to go see she bombed too.
Wow. I'd love to tell you that anybody cared that hard, but they were probably looking at you going, well, why'd they let me up? That's what.
The comics that went up before me.
Oh, the comics. Oh, nice. Yeah. And so
that's why I watch a lot of comedy, is to make sure that the other comics don't do better than me. So I think that's a lot of people are like that.
All right. Get some help. I got two boosters today. I got a booster and a flu shot.
Ooh.
So I'm a little sleepy. I also got my hair done, fell asleep when the dude was doing the highlights.
Wow.
Yeah. And I would wake up and go, do you need me to be awake? And he goes, I do not.
Your hair looks like honey, Jackie.
I know, it's a honeycomb. It's so nice. He's great. He's a really great hairdresser, does a really nice job. And it always looks best when I leave, and then I go home and I take a bath, and then I ruin it. I ruin it. But whatever, you know. So last night we did all three of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Old school Zoom show. And it was super fun. 103 people at one point.
Yeah. I mean, five of them were us comics, but still.
Oh, there you go.
That's a nice turnout, and just enough people had their mics turned on. So it just felt like a great hot crowd. It was crazy. Right.
Everybody crushed. Yeah, everybody did. It was so
real fun.
It was a delight to see Rontowski. Mm. God, she was so funny.
Two funerals from freedom. Oh my God. What a line.
Oh, that was such a great line.
She's taking care of her parents.
Right. Right. And so, she was great. House, you kidding me? Danielle, oh my God.
The queen.
Mm-hmm.
The
other queen. Danielle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those three and then us, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kyle had some.
I had an all Jackie and Laurie show joke set.
You had to be a fan of the show, but everyone was, and it was really funny stuff.
So. Yeah, that's
stuff for Cruz. And when there's an opportunity to use it, it's such a specific audience.
Right.
It's such a rich, specific vein.
Exactly. You got to tap it when you can. And that's awesome.
We had somebody from Australia, right?
I mean, yeah, Western.
God only knows what time it was there.
Right. Well, it was 5 o'clock here, so would have been 3 o'clock there. Something 17 hours.
Jesus.
No, PM.
Oh, I see.
17 hours later, I think.
Oh, is it that much? Oh, wow.
Okay. I think so. And this is me doing math without doing math. So,
yeah, that doesn't track somebody with me, but I think it was daylight for them. But I'm not going to push it. You've been double vaxxed, and
yeah, that's right.
There's chemicals in your head.
Right. I did forget about Tylenol until about an hour ago, which was, that's on me, quite honestly. So I took some Tylenol, took a bath, and now feeling good. Christmas, how was it? It was, you guys went and saw a violent Christmas movie, if I remember correctly.
We saw Violent Night, and it was really good. We had a fun little low-key Christmas. My son does have an iPhone now.
Oh, there you go. Did he get an iPhone for Christmas?
I gave him my old one.
Okay.
I bought the same one on eBay, but with more storage, so I wouldn't have to be deleting voice memos.
Okay.
So I could record new ones. But so far he's not like all addicted to it. I think he's so used to not having one. It's like,
Weird.
And he's got the iPad, so he's used. You know, he would rather have a device he can draw on. So I just hope he doesn't turn into, you know, a phone teenager.
Yeah. That is
Jackie's not paying attention.
I'm looking at, so it's 10:05 p.m. here, which means it's 5:05.
Oh, you're still fucking figuring that out? We moved on, bitch. Did you ask me a question so I would talk so that you could look it up in peace?
I have no idea why I asked you a question, but it's always nice. What is nice, and I did take a picture of the show last night. I took a picture of each of the people. Mm-hmm. I forgot to do it with Kyle. I don't know why, because I was in charge. I know I took a picture of you watching other people.
It's because I wasn't working the door.
It was because I was working the door, and I was
I was spotlighting women. Sorry.
Yeah, you were the only dude.
How I prefer shows.
Yeah, and but the picture that I sent my dad using my post, which is a card thing where you can upload a photo, mm-hmm. is a picture of you mm-hmm. with your background as it is right now. People go to YouTube, check it out.
My new background.
Your new background, which is the picture of Buckingham Palace that my father painted.
It's an Elliot Cation original. I OG. Looked at the drawing. I was like, the painting. I was like, oh, this is cool. Why'd Jackie give this to me? And then I flipped over and I saw that your dad had, then he signed the back. And I was like, yes. Oh my God, it's an Elliot. Wow, that was pretty cool.
There you go, right? Little Elliot Cation original. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know why he put that couple sitting on what isn't in front of Buckingham Palace, by the way. That's a very nice reflecting pool.
It's there's nothing like that there.
No, the Thames is literally across giant street. And then
the Thames is not a pool as well. It's a
or reflecting. River. It's a mighty river that is not slow enough to reflect Jack. So
but I think that looked like me and my son. It's a blonde haired woman and a dark haired man. So, that could be my son. I don't know.
There you go. There you are. Waiting for royals to come out. Waiting. Just sitting there going, somebody royal going to come out of there? And Jackie, I can only hope.
If I didn't do a podcast with you, I would insist on talking about the royal family to you.
On the Dork Forest. In the fact that we already talk an hour a week, you would insist on coming back. Well, okay. You're welcome to be on the Dork Forest at any time, but
okay.
You know, when you can tolerate me in a 2-hour week, let me in on it. And it'll make you more human. So if you have
a Dork Forest. Plenty human. I'm human. I get ignored by Jackie Cation. That's a very human quality I have.
Right. It turns out I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know, just pissy. I think I don't know if it was the shots and stuff or in a week from now, I'm going to be flying and hopefully all of the flights will have caught up with themselves.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What airline?
Delta.
Okay.
Delta to JFK. Delta to Detroit. Oh. Detroit to JFK. To JFK to Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls to LAX. So.
Wow. I hope so, too. I decided not to fly to my gig this weekend, which everyone will have.
Oh, right.
It's in San Francisco. I decided to drive. I'm just bringing a ton of merch. My son and, my travel allowance will basically cover, travel, and we're getting there a day early. So I'm going to get a hotel and stuff like that. I thought the five would be pretty empty, but I bet it's going to be packed tomorrow with people that got rental cars and can't.
A friend of mine, there were no rental car. Her flight got canceled yesterday morning and she has her husband. At Burbank.
Okay.
Burbank to Spokane. And not a comic. So this may be of little or no interest, but let's do it.
No, it's fine. It's interesting.
Right. It's of interest. And so her daughter has a service animal mm-hmm. that is large, a large service animal. It's sort of a husky sized dog. And
a dog?
A dog, yeah, okay. But a big dog, like taller than Charmy.
Okay.
But they were here when you came over and dropped off our lottery tickets. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it is. Yeah. And They lost their flights. Their flights. They said the next available would be January 5th.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and they both have to be at work. Yeah.
They should be putting people on other airlines. I'm sure they're all packed too, but still, mm-hmm. they're not doing remotely enough. They got to be punished hard.
Well, here's my thing. I don't know how. I'm not saying that the mistakes weren't made, because the article that I read about it was that they because of COVID and because of scheduling, they were trying to get as many flights in the amount of time that a crew is allowed to be in the air. And because of the delays. Right. And but for some reason, Southwest Airlines exploded. Like the next one, they canceled 2,500, I think it was, flights. The next one down, Spirit. 83 flights were canceled.
Wow.
So 2,500, 83. What was that, Kyle?
I said, not enough Spirit flights canceled.
Right? I'm sure Avelo, remember that one?
Yeah.
It just goes to one place up into Humboldt County. And then like Burbank, there's planes. My friend Patricia told me that there's planes sitting on the tarmac in Burbank. But they don't have any staff. They don't have a crew.
Yeah, I mean, when I was trapped for a while in Vegas, that one day, I ended up miraculously getting on a flight, right? But you couldn't rent a car. All the cars were rented.
Yeah,
buses were full, or they had already left. Like, it's not like you can do another option. A lot of these places,
right?
People are legit stranded. You know.
Yep. And so
hotels are so fucking expensive. You can't just say people who are flying Southwest don't have the same, I'm going to say most of the time, a little bit more on a budget than people flying other airlines. That's why you fly Southwest, right? And so they don't have $700 to drop on a couple nights hotel, you know?
Well, I mean, and so Patricia ended up, after hours of going to different places, found a decent sized car that could fit all of them. And the dog and all their luggage, that would allow them to one way to Spokane, but they had to pick it up at LAX.
How much is the drop? Oh, they have to go to LAX to get it.
Ugh. Yeah, they had to go to LAX to get it, and then they picked it up. And she was supposed to go visit her mom tonight, and she was like, "I can't face it. We're going to see her tomorrow morning before we drive to Spokane." And so they're going to drive to Spokane tomorrow, and they'll stop a couple of places. And, you know, glass half full, I have to say, good for her. She said, we'll get to stop and see my husband's brother and have, you know, for lunch or something. I don't know where he lives, but it's off the 5 somewhere.
They're basically doing a triple run, you know?
Right. And they're going to, it'll take them 2 days, 2 or 3 days to get to Spokane. That's a haul, you know? Yep. But all three of them do drive, so, yeah.
Oh, wow,
Marie has a service animal. It doesn't mean she can't drive. Mm-hmm. She can drive, so.
Okay. No, I was just thinking, my son doesn't have his driver's license yet, so I have to do all the driving. I guess we'll do that this summer. I just want to make sure he's, and Jackie's just leaving.
I had to turn off the heat.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the garage, and it's super... Yeah. It was cold and now it's super hot.
Yeah.
I got a lot of, let's talk comedy briefly. Your new stuff. We all did so well on the Zoom show.
I know.
It was so fun. And it was probably 30 people unmuted, but everyone sort of had their laugh timed right. Yeah. Or the comics were timed their, the bits right. It was really, it was nice. And I got to try my new bits mostly because I had my set list right in front of me. It was real nice. It's real great to just be able to turn it over and go, oh yeah, NASA.
Oh yeah. Also, it felt like a real set. It didn't feel like a game set. I felt like I did stand up on the day after Christmas.
Right. Right. It did feel real. It did not. Yeah. It didn't feel like we were screwing around. You hosted And that, I think, rose the bar. It brought the bar up because you literally did 12 minutes of stand-up comedy. And then I went next. I was like, oh, do material, Jackie. Don't just fuck around. And then so I got to work on my bits and they loved it. And then, yeah. And everybody had a good time. Jay Fab missed the text, but so we'll have her on the next one, I say.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, let's speak, you know, I didn't hear back from her, so.
Oh, I did. You didn't get the text?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you'll see it. But okay. She was like, I'm so sorry. I missed the text message because I had texted her separately.
Okay.
With the Zoom link and stuff. So maybe she did just reply to me and the other comics that I was.
That's fine. Yeah, maybe we should do one. We're doing a live Jackie and Lori at Flappers on January 26th. So
I get home on the 25th.
Jackie, you signed it. I'll host. You just show up, do your 10 and leave.
Okay. I'm trying to, and then I have to leave again to do Rooster Teeth Feathers on like the 28th. I gotta miss Andy's birthday. The month of January, could not be the worst. I'm the worst wife ever. It's there's trouble here. There's no trouble. I mean, he's fine with it. It's trouble. It's all occurring in the committee meeting that's I'm holding up in my brain box, and Robert's rules just. Anyway,
you should both visualize you holding a rake and just bringing cash back to the Cation.
True that, because I have a bunch of end of year, beginning of year bills, right?
Right.
So I pay for the Dork Forest all at once at the beginning of the year, because I like the Patrick Brady to have a bigger chunk of money so that he could throw it at a credit card, that he could go on vacation, that he could do something with it. And every January, as this young man who volunteered, who did it for free for several years, and then I started paying him, and then I raised to a fair rate, every year, terrified. He's because I have to say, Patrick, do you still want to do the Dork Forest? And I just wait on tenterhooks, waiting for him to go yes or no. And every year he says yes. I mean, this is the 17th year of the Dork Forest for seven.
He just
graduated from, and that he's been doing it for since, I think he's been doing it since 2011. Like I think maybe 2009, whatever it was.
One of the first podcasts, one of the first weeklies.
I don't think so, but early. I mean, I think I was there with the earliest. Yeah.
Don't bury the lead. She has been erased from history that she's essential to.
It's yes. It's there was a at the podcast festival. You know when they tried to do podcast festivals, and Chris Mancini and Graham Elwood had a podcast festival, and they had a panel called The Godfathers of Podcasting. And it was Pardo, Marin, and then a couple people that weren't also me. And and I literally sat in the front row of it.
Oh, good for you.
Right. And Mark was the only one who noticed, quite honestly. And Mark said, you know, Jackie started 2 years before me. And, you know, I'm sure Pardo, if he would have been asked, would have said, you know, she started 3 months after me.
And you know he keeps track. You know he knows.
Oh, he said it. He said it out loud. It's every September is the year, is when the year flips over. And so I have to give money. You know, so I've got these money things, and it turns out it's almost the exact same amount of money that I spent on a terrible legal battle that I didn't want to be in this year. It's almost the same amount of money. Here's the good news about this, though, is A, I had that money to spend when I needed it, and B, I still live indoors, and C, I have that money again, though it's going to shave me real close to any sort of prudent reserve, which I enjoy having.
Yeah.
Even though I know a lot of comics don't have it, you know, they live check to check and they gotta they got to pay rent, you know?
Yeah, I have a lot of end of year stuff due as well. And because I should pay it now so I can deduct it for the year, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. But it's like, oh my God.
Yep.
It's a lot.
It stings. It stings. I am still grateful that I have it to use it, but it does sting.
Yeah.
Here's the other good thing. So Andy's cousin came over and when Chris moved in, the garage became stored, right?
Yeah.
And so we unloaded the garage. Not today, because today it rained, but all day yesterday, unloaded it, went through boxes, filled the car, 2 carloads to Goodwill today. And also I got her some stuff that, you know, because the rule was you could keep it if it has, if you think we're ever going to use it, or it has some sort of sentimental value. Right. And then I held up the electric can opener. Does this fulfill either of those? And she was like, no. And so I got to give that away. I couldn't have been more pleased. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am going up. We're going to have a day early because it's so funny. You and Laura House both have bits about finding treasures, you know, of some sort with with your mother-in-law and Laura with her dad, like cracking open a safe or a vault.
Oh, right, right.
So the last thing we're wrapping up with my parents is my dad had a safety deposit box. Or actually, he had all this stuff at the house and we put in a safety deposit box after he died for my mom. She wanted it there.
Okay.
So we lost the key.
You know? Shoot. Okay, Da Vinci Code. Just, yeah.
The can got kicked down the road and then, you know, $70 a year to rent it. So finally, we have an appointment this week on Wednesday to have a drill. They're going to drill it open.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure it's a lot of I don't know if it's gold coins, but it's
definitely coins.
It's definitely coins and it's late night TV coins. Now,
okay.
There might be a pamphlet for a reverse mortgage as well. I'm just trying to remember. I remember when we put it in, we're going, I guess so. Some of it might be like old money from Iran when the Shah was in charge. Like stuff sure. like that. Like he had money from all the places that he worked, you know, just like.
You know, like you do, like you collect, like you end up doing when you're in your 70s. You're like, I collect interesting money. Yes. And then who doesn't?
We have Nicaraguan money. We have Filipino money from different times. But the
sure
Iranian stuff might be worth something, but I have no fucking idea. I just am curious as to what's in there. And, you know,
yeah. Is it a big safety deposit box?
Like Laura said, you're hoping it's like the thing that's going to solve Geraldo. All your problems. And it's probably not.
No.
It's probably some Glenn Beck, you know, coins.
Right, right. Rush Limbaugh, just collector's coins.
Mm-hmm.
How great was that H.W. Bush, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to open it up. You got to stop paying $70 a month.
A year, rather.
I am surrounded by all of the Christmas stuff, which we moved into this room. Because I don't know if this ever gonna, whatever. I think everyone, I don't need to turn the camera on.
You know what Christmas stuff looks like.
Everyone knows what boxes look like, you guys. They're boxes. And so I'm surrounded by it.
Yeah.
And, but it rained today. That was neat.
Yeah.
That's always helpful in Southern California when it rains.
It looks like it's going to be sunny for our drive up. And it looks like it's going to rain in San Francisco while we're there. And then be sunny and cloudy on the drive down, which is good. I spent today and the past couple of days cleaning the house because one of our former comics of the week is going to be dog sitting Charmy.
Oh, that's nice.
What I've realized is that I have an acceptable level of grime that I can't point. All right, pretend I'm checking into an Airbnb and what is disgusting. And then I would go and clean that or try to
clean
it.
Yes. And there was just with fresh eyes.
Yes. It's hard. It's difficult. There was so much dirt and so much dust and so much. I just have given up with Charmy. It's just like constant tracking. There's no point in cleaning the floor ever. It's just, but you know what? I'll give it a shine tomorrow morning.
Yep. Cause you're not driving out. I mean, it's Tuesday the 27th today, but are you going to drive out the 28th?
We're driving out tomorrow.
Yeah, you are driving out tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that is the 28th. Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
And then you got a house sitter and a dog sitter, and that'll be nice. It's always nice to, I wish we could have a dog sitter and a house sitter.
What? It's the same person. I don't have two people.
No, I know you don't have a staff of people that are... but I am, we're going to go see Wakanda Forever again tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
We already saw it once, but you got to go again.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
It's excellent.
You know what's amazing is RRR.
Oh yeah. Is it about pirates?
Pardon?
Is it about pirates?
No, Jackie. It's not about pirates. I know what you're doing. I'm trying to stop you. And I can't, if you're going to lean into it, then you're on your own. I can't help you. And
what is it about? What is it about?
It's like an Indian Bollywood, a gigantic Indian movie. It's like 3 hours long. The special effects they're just insane. They're insane. And it's about male friendship and bonding. And it's just unbelievable. Like, I wish I had seen it on the big screen. Cause like, there's one scene in particular where I was like, I can't believe I saw this on an iPad. I should have been watching this on an IMAX or something. Bananas, but you gotta watch it.
Okay.
I think it stands for Rise, Revolt, and something else. The 3 hours.
Okay.
And the film breaks it up into three different chapters, and RRR stands for each. Rising
part of it.
The other
okay. We watched Scrooged with Bill Murray today. I don't know if you know this, but everyone is in it. Absolutely. 1988. What's Carol Kane doing? Well, she's going to be in this program. I had to look up Carol Kane because I get, you know, me with faces, but I get, and this isn't fair to either of them because they're both great in separate ways. Bernadette Peters, Carol Kane.
I knew it. You know,
did you call that?
I knew it would be Bernadette Peters. Nobody else with the corkscrew curls like that.
Yeah, that must have been
That's no other like tiny white actress of that time with the corkscrew curls. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And but I think Carol Kane was the one who was in Princess Bride, right? With Billy Crystal. Okay. And I'm surprised Billy Crystal wasn't in this thing, but Buddy Hackett was in it. I mean, it was a who's. I mean, Bobcat Goldthwait was outstanding in it, of course.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, he plays a nut job who's awesome. And Indiana Jones, Karen
Allen
is in it. Yeah, so. It is.
Does she have some like mental health problems?
You're thinking of Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder. I get her mixed up with Karen.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I cut you off of the path there.
Well played, because I totally get those mixed up too. Nobody needs this brain. But
still alive?
I don't know. I got one of those magazines that said everybody who dies.
And he's in movies. He's in the new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So Karen Allen, I guess, offended Spielberg. And she ended up being in that Crystal Skull one.
Mm-hmm.
She's 71. She's alive.
Okay. Yeah. So I think,
but I guess there'll be some 35-year-old actors playing opposite Harrison Ford, just like there's somebody playing opposite Tom Cruise who wasn't Kelly McGillis. Top Gun.
Oh, right. It doesn't make any sense. You're just like, because Kelly McGillis right now looks like she's 40. You know, I mean, they have the same people working on them, right? Like all the 70-year-olds in Los Angeles who are fabulously wealthy. Don't you think they have the same?
She looks her age.
Does she?
So... She's still gorgeous. She's still got cheekbones for miles. Like, so what? you know?
No. Well, he looks his age then too. I don't know how many 71-year-olds you know from Wisconsin, but they don't look like that. She looks great. Wait,
who are you talking about now?
I'm talking about Kelly McGillis, right?
Okay, so she's like maybe 60 or something.
But I would say, I don't know why we have to go through this, but do you have any, okay, so you're leaving tomorrow. Why don't we take a break?
My fellow graduates, for 500 episodes, my podcast, The JV Club with Janet Varney, has gathered story after story of all the scandalous things we've done throughout our childhoods. Stories like how Jamila Jamil survived a horrific house party and she was on crutches.
Great.
Or how Hal Loveland learned a Shakespearean monologue in his pajamas.
This is not the speech we approve.
Without your love and life tragedies, there would be no podcast. In fact, I'll have an exclusive look at how Maggie Lawson's mom confronted her after a sneaky basement meetup with her crush.
Spill the tea, JV.
Security.
Listen to the JV Club with Janet Varney Thursdays on Maximum Fun. Class of forever.
She cut her hair. That's all. She just looks older because she cut her hair.
Thank you.
But if she wouldn't have cut her hair, and if she was in the movie, professionals would have been involved and they would have made her hair all poofy again and probably dyed it. So, I mean, do you tell me that Tom Cruise doesn't dye his hair?
Oh, please. He does so much. Also, I think she has like some sort of health problems, like maybe autoimmune or something. And so that's probably led to all, besides just regular old sexism and ageism. Is sure. Maybe why she isn't acting on the same level as Tom Cruise currently is, you know?
Though Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin keep showing up in everything, and they're in their 80s.
Look, Jane Fonda used to work out quite a bit. I don't know if you remember, Jackie. She invented exercising, actually.
She invented one of those exercise tapes for sure. She invented the whole thing.
She started the whole thing.
Wait, that show that Rory Scovel's in? The Physical?
What?
Do you know that TV show?
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it, but I know I'm aware of it.
Right. I thought that was about the woman who invented the
workout. Exercise?
Yeah. Some sort of like aerobics or something, like group aerobics. We may never know, but feel free to email me and tell me or don't. Do one of those two things. Listeners to the Jackie and Laurie show.
I know someone has some cancer at the moment.
It's in remission. Just came through. And she was like, it's awesome. And now I can, she's like, I'm sick of sitting around. And I'm like, oh, good for you, Jane Fonda.
Just all I want to do is sit around.
Right. Too funny. That's our age though. We want to sit around.
A couple nights ago, I just realized like, wow, like I always feel like, oh, I haven't reached my potential yet. It's just coming around the corner. And I felt like that my whole life. And I'm like, am I too old to still have not reached my potential yet? And feel like, you know, like a 12-year-old athlete who wants to be something when they're 18. Like,
I think that athletic thing.
Maybe I passed it. And now I'm just on the slide down and my brain doesn't know it. I'm protecting myself by saying I still have potential.
I think that athleticism when you were a kid kind of fucked you up and made you think that you should have gone to the Olympics. And so everything that didn't happen because of that, because you are incredibly successful. But I think that the writing has gotten better, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what pinnacle you're hoping to, are you hoping to just take us all with you? That was one of the, you're like, I'm going to make it. And then I'm taking all of you bastards with me.
No, I guess like, cause I still have the same goals I had when I started in comedy, you know, and versus you look at like Sarah Silverman, who's just like, now she's a play on Broadway, a musical on Broadway. You know, there's people doing other that like have reached their comedy goals. So they were able to move on from just doing spots and trying to write the next joke. And Sometimes I'm like, I'm just stuck in this loop that I started when I was 22. And when will it, When do I get to move on?
Do you get to make a lateral? I think that lateral move has to be made just by you. Like, I don't want to do anything else. Maybe that's the real problem with me, except for, is it a problem? Or am I just sitting over here in a bowl of gravy, living my best life?
Right. Well, yeah. Here's the thing, like, is the reason, because I, right now I feel like I don't, like, I'm trying to like get myself going writing wise, but every time I'm like, I don't want to write a spec. I don't want to write all this shit that's going to take forever. And, you know, I just want to do stand up. Right.
Right.
I'll do packets. You know, you tell me what you need, I'll do it. But everything else
is
too vague and nebulous and takes forever. And, but is the reason we still want to do stand up because we haven't hit the markers that other comics our age
have. Oh. Like, if we had giant Netflix specials and sort of filled theaters, would we be bored enough to want to write other things or do other things?
Yeah, you look at Marin, it keeps talking about, like, this might be my last one, you know, because he has people come to the show that know him so well, you know, and so it's a different feeling when he's on stage. I don't know what that's like, but he's a couple years older than us, but he's like practically gonna retire, according to him, because he's like, he's achieved a lot, you know, and he's like, what else is there to do? I wish I felt like that. I'm like, oh, there's plenty to do. Like, one fucking special I get paid for. One.
Right, right.
Plus eight, like you've had, or everyone's had, you know, so many people have had.
Well, let me add fuel to the fire here. It's list season.
I know.
Oh man, I turned on Twitter and I was like, oh shit, it's list season. And granted, I don't have a special out this year, so I don't have a new album. So there's reason to be belittled. And
dismissed. Jackie, our whatever we put out last year
should totally be eligible.
Saw the light of day. Whenever it gets released again, which should be eligible for award season in 2024 or whenever tracks are available.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully it's 2024. Good Lord. Yeah, but Jenna Friedman, quite honestly, is one of my favorite comics. I've never seen her long set, but every short set I've ever seen has blown the roof off my brain box. So, I didn't see her special, but I'm sure
it's on
amazing.
Peacock. I don't
have Peacock.
Watch.
Yeah, I don't have Peacock.
$5.99 a month.
Everything's $5.99 a month.
It's the cheapest one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I have YouTube TV or Google TV or whatever. It's $65 a month. It's basic cable. It's basic cable.
Right.
But it is quite nice because it includes essentially like a DVR app. The app itself is all hooked up together, and it's pretty great. You know what else I watched this week, Christmas wise? Mm-hmm. Couple of things. I watched the Brooke Shields, Carrie Elwes from Princess Bride. They're essentially the Netflix version of a Hallmark Christmas show.
Okay.
He plays a duke in Scotland. Scotland!
Oh my God.
And his Scottish accent isn't bad.
And she plays
someone who isn't Sandra Bullock. It's really too bad. Sandra Bullock would have
played American.
Yes. And she would have, and Sandra Bullock would have stuck the landing on this thing. She was pretty good, but there's this thing with her that is, it's better than Kirstie Alley. It isn't as good as Sandra Bullock. And it's just a little wooden, right? I needed it to be a little sillier.
She is 45 days older than us. Cause I remember, when she got famous, I'm like, every time someone was the same age as me, I was very competitive with them.
And shocking.
So, like, Brooke Shields.
You were 15. Yeah. I'm like, Blue Lagoon.
She's older than me. I've never met her, but like, she knows a lot of comics. So she's really good friends with Kathy Griffin or whatever. But like, when now looking back, like, I envied her life. I'm like, her mom cares so much about her. Her mom was the worst stage mother, like almost in history. But I was like, why doesn't my mom do that? Why, you know,
oh my God.
Why doesn't she take me to auditions?
I was never so happy to be ignored by my parents than when my friend Anna, her mom, essentially, in my opinion, this is all only my, Anna, if you're listening, my opinion, your mom bullied you out of acting into marrying and having children to a fellow you love, children you adore. And now she's a teacher in Texas, fighting the good fight. She teaches theater in middle school in Texas. And the kids, I guess, one time said during the election, they're like, who are you going to vote for? And she goes, I'm not allowed to tell you, but let me tell you this. I'm a middle school theater teacher. Who do you think I'm going to vote for? And so, but she, her mom was so intense and is so intense that I was never so pleased that Nancy Kashian could give a shit and was just like, well, I hope it all works out. Don't call for money.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was it. And you're like that. Because it just, it opened up the world to me being able to do what I want. It also made me a bit of a, the solo, right? Like stand up lends itself to wanting to be alone, not asking for help, not being part of a community, except for on an incredibly shallow level. Like, and so it took me a long time in stand-up comedy that I wanted a rest of a life, right? Like, to some extent, you accidentally had a baby and fell in love with your child. And so I had to consciously decide, A, to not have children, and to try to find someone to like, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so interesting to me that Brooke Shields, and I feel bad now that she knows comics and this might get back to her, because I love Brooke Shields, but I just thought that the writing wasn't, I mean, I don't know how to backpedal for me saying.
Well, that's okay. I mean, maybe that's, she hasn't acted in a while or whatever. I'm sure it's fine. And that's probably, it's right
up. She's not going to show up at my house and punch me in the nose. It's going to be fine. Let's do the comic of the week.
Yes. Our comic of the week is Dana Wissen.
Wissen! Mm. She was there last night from Phoenix. Yep.
Yeah. Very funny, very deadpan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of one-liners. And yes. I was watching her. And gutsy stuff. One of the clips, she was just wearing a sleeveless shirt. And whenever anyone wears a sleeveless shirt on stage, I'm always like, you have got this going on. You are willing. You're like, don't look at my shoulders. Listen to my mouth. Here we go. Joke. And I was always told not to wear shorts, not to wear a sleeveless shirt, not too much cleavage. Don't wear
not a hat. To exist.
Not to some extent.
Headliner.
Slow your roll. And
not to tell anyone.
Not to tell anyone. But Dana Wissen,
done to you?
Very funny. And what's her Instagram handle? Is it Dana Wissen?
Yeah, she's at Dana Wissen. She is the coolest buddy of mine.
WHISSEN. That's it. And so check her out. Book her. Bring her on the road. Do whatever you can to get Phoenix comic Dana Wissen some work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What were you saying about Jenna Friedman, though?
Oh, that she was number two for I think two different lists for the world's greatest
her comedy special.
Yeah.
Oh, I started watching Atsuko's. It's very funny.
Yeah,
Atsuko's on HBO. So I got to watch Jenna's.
Yeah, it's called Lady Killer. And cool. She's very, very pregnant and has a lot of abortion jokes.
Sure. You got to. It's a golden time in your life. No better time to tell an abortion joke than when you're visibly pregnant.
Very possible. But I think it was Variety and Daily Beast, maybe?
Oh, that's cool.
So a couple of good ones. But now I'm curious as to who was number one, like who beat her. What swinging dick just kind of slid in front of her? And
my guess would be Nathaniel Gerard Carmichael. Did you see it?
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't. You don't mean
it was directed by Bo Burn. It's really good. It's not good. Like regular stand up, which means that critics would love it because critics love to not like stand up.
Preach.
Oh, this person's just telling jokes to an audience. Well,
right. Why
number 8 on our list?
Exactly. Why aren't they also doing skeet shooting? Yeah, it's insane. The multitasking.
Really good. It's definitely worth watching, you know.
Okay.
And it's very different. And he talks about coming out, and he kind of comes out as an entertainer in that, like, you know, that no one knew he was gay before that, you know, except obviously close friends and stuff. But he talks about coming out to his family, and, you know, they're super religious, and so it's really, really good. It's not a lot of big LOLs, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like a Brian Regan situation.
Okay.
But it's highly original and different.
And it builds nicely, and it's got a nice, it's good. Does it have a nice arc, as the kids say?
It's worth seeing. I don't know any kids that say that. Actually, I bet mine does. I just learned the word protagonist 2 years ago, and he's using it, like, I think I heard it from him.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Well, he's got to have a protagonist. Yes. So,
he's very into storytelling and all the terminology that I thought was like, oh, what are you, an English major?
I'm calling social services. Let's take a break.
Hey, that's Ben.
And that's Adam.
And together we host a show called Greatest Trek on Maximum Fun that covers all of the new Star Trek shows. Lower Decks, Strange New Worlds, Picard, Prodigy, Discovery, and any other Star Trek show Paramount throws at us.
Come check it out for our funny and formative recaps of all the new stuff the Star Trek Industrial Complex churns out. It's in your podcatcher every Tuesday.
Subscribe to Greatest Trek. It's a new Star Trek podcast from the makers of The Greatest Generation.
All right. So, Comedy Castle,
yeah.
The week after New Year's.
Right.
I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then I have many sets. I have many shows in New York City. Have been offered at least four or five sets the night that I have tickets to see The Music Man. So cannot do it.
Cancel.
The Wolverine. I gotta
say, Andy Love Dewey would have got you a matinee tickets.
I thought he had gotten me matinee tickets, quite honestly. but he did not. He got me the good ones. Mm-hmm. And plus I get to go to dinner with my friend from college. And that'll be nice.
Yeah.
So, but I have a couple of friends from college who live there. They're like three people, one working on the cure for AIDS, mm-hmm. worked on the COVID vaccine, Pfizer.
Wow.
Gave it to herself before, as she was a test.
Wow.
She tested it on herself. And then my friend Jenny, who has a toy store in the Upper West Side, like 84th in Amsterdam, called West Side Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then my old roomie and bestie, TJ Ford, who lives in Queens and does a lot of different body work, like massage therapy and cranial sacral and all that.
Yeah.
So these are people who don't do stand up that I'm going to get to hang out with and maybe get more material from because they have regular lives.
Shudder.
Shudder. Come on. Got to branch out. Yeah. But I really, I'm really hoping that some of these bits, you know, I tried that love like thing. I don't know where the hell I'm going with it.
Yeah, like the difference between words on it.
It's like what the difference between loving somebody and liking somebody.
Yeah. I like that.
It's got potential, but it, yeah. And then
thank
I did
you
my
for reminding me of the ransom line because I think I
oh yeah
and I was like oh this thing's not working I was about to drop it and
oh yeah yeah
yeah
no that yeah working. The other night oh it's working yeah because that's a yeah. great line
but it's weird it, like yeah. I have a tag that the funniest version of the tag implicates my son's father.
Yes, right.
But, so do I do that because he's actually kind of paying attention to my act now, my son, and it's like is there, you know, if
is it based on fact? loosely.
I mean, is it a fact my son wants to hear me continue to talk about on stage?
No, maybe not, but it's not quite out. I mean, you're not alienating him, I don't think. Yeah.
No, but there's like a maybe like if that's an A, there's like a B plus laugh tag, and that might be enough, you know.
Right, or just keep writing and find a different tag.
I did. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
right. Well, you could throw your dad under the bus.
You know, it's no. If my dad was a horn dog, I would.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, and it would just be like it wouldn't feel
confusing. Good. Yeah, it would just That's the problems with when you do stand up based on sort of real things. Mm-hmm. Someone will suggest, "Well, just use this other person," and you're like, that's not that person's MO. I can't use that other person because that doesn't fit with the person that I know.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to extrapolate on some people and sort of make it larger than life, but they have to sort of come from the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So fair enough. I get that.
So my son's tutor is also a stand-up. He's a great tutor too.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was at Flappers tonight too. And I'm like, my kid's whole world, in his world, the grown-ups are stand-up comedians.
right. It is. That is weird.
And Mary Gallagher's daughter is in my son's Spanish class. It's like,
right.
He's not even the only one in his Spanish class whose mom is a professional comedian.
Right? Yeah. That's so funny.
It's so weird how popular stand-up is. Like when you look at it, when we started, it was popular, but it wasn't popular to do. It was popular to see. And there weren't that many comics, but it wasn't popular to do. You know,
right? There was that weird boom, and everybody talked about how there weren't enough comics, and then there were too many comics, mm-hmm. and none of them had the time, but they were all headlining, and mm-hmm. that's what made the boom go away, according to the scuttlebutt.
Was that like Cliff Nesterhoff, his book or something? Is that the Boom Chronicles?
I don't know. He wrote the history of stand-up comedy with four women. Didn't he?
That's right.
I think it was Phyllis Diller, Carol Burnett, who didn't do stand-up comedy. And I don't know. I was like, yes, it's like somebody in May, what's her face?
Moms Mabley, Joan Rivers, Phyllis Diller.
Yeah. He did Moms Mabley. There were so many. I mean, Medler doing stand-up in between singing gigs?
No, I don't think so. But I would love Rusty Warren, who just died, that kind of like dirty redheaded comic who's like, she just died. She was like in her 80s.
I remember.
Ruth Buzzy, I mean, not that they had clubs the way we do now so they could measure, but was Ruth Buzzy a club comic for a while before she got on Laugh-In?
I don't know. There was a podcast done by Jason. But you had to pick an album.
Momoa?
Right. You've distracted me to the fact that whatever, but you had to pick a comedy album. And I said, are there any old women albums that you've got? And he gave me one of a Jewish woman comic from like 1967. And she did sort of act out stuff. And it came out the same year as Bob Newhart, and it was Phone Work.
Wow.
Her just talking on the phone to her mother. And Bob Newhart talking on the phone to her mother, talking to people on the phone. And I don't know which came first, but it felt like Bob got the gig.
He got the Newhart bump. Yeah. I mean, it was brilliant. Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would, you know, I mean, the reason we don't know a lot of them is the industry was awful. So they were, it doesn't mean they weren't out there. It's like with comics being pregnant and doing comedy, like the reason you think so-and-so is the first one that ever did it is because the all the other people that did it that got ignored. It's not because it wasn't happening, you know?
Right, right. Whatever. So this stopped in December of 21, but it's Jason Clamm. Remember Jason Clamm? He helped us with the WordPress. Yeah. So it was called the Comedy on Vinyl podcast.
Oh.
And the last episode was December 29th, 2021.
Is he related to Julie Clamm, the writer?
I don't know. I don't know.
K-L-A-M?
No, two M's. K-L-A-M-M.
I think she's one M. Okay.
And, but I don't know how many, he's got 400, is it 400 episodes?
Jeez.
I don't know, but it's either 400 episodes or he did that thing with seasons, right? Where you're like, there's only 12 episodes a season or six episodes a season, but it's the fourth season. So it's episode 423.
This is the end of our seventh season, Jackie, because we
last
started
one.
At the beginning of January in 2000, whatever. Eight years ago. Was it 15 then?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been 15 because the terrifying episode in November of 16 was a year in.
Yeah.
So, we've been doing it a long time.
So now we need to start calling it season 8.
Right.
Add some gravitas. I wish the MC tonight was like, and what's your name? And I'm like, give my name. And I what's your credit? I go, I have a podcast called The Jackie and Laurie Show. Oh, okay. Who's, what's it about? Like, and who's Jackie? And I'm like, Jackie's a comedian? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Whatever. That's fine. You can't know who everybody is all the time.
Do you know that I read once, and this was many years ago, probably 10 years ago, that I read that there were 10,000 people in Los Angeles who claimed to be stand-up comics.
I believe that.
Yeah. And so there's 11 million people in the LA area. So why not 10,000 people who think that they're doing stand-up? I do have a weird. Okay. So I got an email 3 months ago asking me if I would do this young man's podcast. And I was like, sure. Attainable goal if scheduling works. He was like, okay, we're going to do it. I'm a Canadian comic. I have these questions. I'll send you the questions.
It's already too much homework.
It was literally just how'd you start doing comedy. And then at one point, what's your favorite song? I didn't read the questions before we did the thing.
Bingo.
And so I had to make up a song that I liked. And it, of course, was The Next Right Thing from Frozen 2. Hey, anyway, but he was psyched because he wasn't Canadian and he wasn't a comic. He was a young man from the Philippines who wants to do stand-up comedy. He didn't record it.
You were completely wrong.
I was completely.
You were talking to a Canadian comic.
No, he told me he was a Canadian comic.
Wait, was his name Gary?
I don't know.
No, because I talked to a guy from Hong Kong, I think, who.
No, that guy is a comic.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, the Gary guy was real.
Okay.
This kid, this young man, he was sitting in his parents' kitchen in the Philippines. The whole interview took 17 minutes. The point of it was the last question. What advice would you give to somebody who wanted to do stand-up comedy? And I said, do you want to do stand-up comedy? And he goes, I do. And I said, are there open mics in the Philippines? He goes, there is not.
Oh.
Every show is in a casino. All stand-up comedy is in casinos.
Oh.
And they're all booked and you can't get any stage time.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my friend, you are screwed. And then I remembered and I was like, I think KO Comedy has a Zoom mic. Like, I think that there are Zoom mics. I think that there are still virtual comedy mics. And he was like, what is that? And I said, you know how we're on Zoom right now and you're not recording? So I was on a podcast, by the way, that he was not recording.
Oh, no.
Right. So he started talking to me. I said, do you want me to record locally? And he goes, no. And I said, well, you're not recording on the Zoom. And he goes, there was this long pause. I go, are you recording in some other way? And he goes, yes. And I don't think he was. I think he just wanted to talk about stand-up with somebody, which made me so sad and want to help him so much. He literally loves stand-up comedy so much. And by the way, he asked me what my favorite song was. And I said, what's your favorite song? And he said, most of Neil Sedaka. And I was like,
holy shit.
And I was like, I am talking to the Philippines. Didn't see that coming, did you, Kyle? Nope.
No.
How old was he?
He looked like he might be in his 30s. So he wasn't super young, but he wasn't. But he clearly wants to do stand-up. And I'm like, oh, dude, you got to do a Zoom mic. They're brutal. But how much more brutal? And he's sitting at his parents. Like, I could hear his mom or somebody, maybe his wife, making food behind him. And he doesn't have headphones on. He's just shouting into the internet. Aww. And I was like, I hope it. And I said, well, just send me the link when it goes up. I'll repost it. And I have not heard from him since.
He's already living like most open micers I know.
Right. Still living in the house.
It's like 90% there.
Yeah.
We live in a country with a comedy scene, you know?
Right. Oh, that's right. That's what.
Where's he going to go?
Right. That's, I felt really bad for him. I was like, you got to go online. I don't know what your internet situation is like, but you gotta find a place to get up. That would be my advice for someone who wants to do stand up, find a place to get up. And they're not going to give you more than 3 minutes.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.